Griggs.com.
Hey, Doc Griggs, any last words?
Remember, get checked, get fit, get moving. And remember to get some rest to boost your immune system. And Doc?
Protect yourself and others by staying home, and please wear masks when you go outside. Remember, health is a human right.
Fighting for survival is such a boring battle. Wanna get into my car, I wanna drive out to Seattle, where the used record stores have much better prices. But I don't have a car, and I don't have a license. Should I take another walk to the DMV? Get another learner's permit with a picture of me? I'd put it in my wallet along with my $4, and the condom that's still in there that has probably expired. I'd leave home for New York, but New York is where I'm from. I'm just looking for a way to feel my life has begun. Living in the city where I'm working like a walrus, but man, I don't need your money, man, I'm gonna be an artist. And I'm feeling like I wanna do whatever I feel inside. Put it all on paper and I'll hope that people buy it. And my only minor worry is how to pay the rent, but that won't even matter when I lose my apartment. And I'll really have no worries, I'll be just like a cassette that you've taped
this
up the tabs up to put something new on.
KBOO Portland.
Like the KBOO Community Radio Facebook page. Find KBOO Community Radio on Facebook and like our page, and have events, ticket giveaways, and great information delivered directly to your personal feed. 1 out of every 7 humans is on Facebook, so using Facebook to share KBOO with your friends and family has never been easier. Like KBOO on Facebook today.
You're listening to an archival KBOO radio show from the tape vaults. Times, dates, and events heard on this recording are no longer relevant or have already occurred in the past.
You're listening to Rose City Native Radio. Low Res Edition. Stay tuned for music, comedy, Super Indian, and much more. As always, we're hoping that you're staying safe out there as we enter in this new year. Stay safe, wash your hands, and enjoy.
Now that your big eyes are finally opened, now that you're wondering how must they feel, meaning them that you've chased across America's movie screens. Now that you're wondering, how can it be real that the ones you've called colorful, noble, and proud in your school propaganda, they starve in their splendor. You've asked for my comment, I simply will render. My country, 'tis of thy people you're dying. Now that the longhouses breed superstition, you force us to send our toddlers away to your schools, where they're taught to despise their traditions, forbid them their languages, then further say that American history really began when Columbus set sail out of Europe, and stress that the nation of leeches that's conquered this land are the biggest and bravest and boldest and best. And yet where in your history books is the tale of the genocide basic to this country's birth, of the preachers who lied, how the Bill of Rights failed, how a nation of patriots returned to their earth? And where will it tell of the Liberty Bell as it rang with a thud over Kinzoa mud, and a brave Uncle Sam in Alaska this year? My
my country, 'tis of thy people you're dying. Hear how the bargain was made for the West with her shivering children in 0 degrees. Blankets for your land, so the treaty's a test. Oh, well, blankets for land is a bargain indeed. And the blankets were those Uncle Sam had collected from smallpox disease dying soldiers that day. And the tribes were wiped out and the history books censored. 100 years of your statesmen have felt it's better this way. Yet a few of the conquered have somehow survived. Their blood runs the redder, though genes have been paled. From the Grand Canyon's caverns to Craven sad hills, the wounded, the losers, the robbed sing their tale. From Los Angeles County to upstate New York, the white nation fattens while others grow lean. Oh, the tricked and evicted, they know what I mean. My country, 'tis of thy people you're dying. The past, it just crumbled. The future just threatens our lifeblood shut up in your chemical tanks. And now here you come, bill of sale in your hand, and surprise in your eyes that we're lacking in thanks for the blessings of civilization you've brought us, the lessons you've taught us, the ruin you've wrought us. Oh, see what our trust in America's bought us. My country, 'tis of thy people you're dying. Now that the pride of the sires receives charity, now that we're harmless and safe behind laws, now that my life's to be known as your heritage, now that even the graves have been robbed, now that our own chosen way is a novelty, hands on our hearts, we salute you, your victory. Choke on your blue, white, and scarlet hypocrisy, pitying the blindness that you've never seen, that the eagles of war whose wings lent you glory, they were never no more than carrion crows. Pushed the wrens from their nest, stole their eggs, changed their story. The mockingbird sings it, it's all that she knows. Ah, what can I do? Say a powerless few with a lump in your throat and a tear in your eye. Can't you see that their poverty's profiting you? My country, 'tis of thy people you're dying.
Survivors. tradition, dreams that I've been chasing, ambition, breaking my
You know it's all my chest, but you don't hear me. No, we keep on rocking and shocking, cause the time is ticking, talking, and we locking it down. Till you open, we keep knocking. Whoa.
People gathered by the fire.
machine. Jimmy said, I know where that's at. And drove for a couple of miles when all of a sudden the hitchhiker pulled a 45 from under his rocket and told Chili to stop and get out of the truck. Chili agreed, but as soon as the truck stopped, the hitchhiker shot Chili in the right arm, nearly tearing it off. Then the hitchhiker threw Chili out of the truck and drove, and let Chili lead to death on the road.
Welcome to history. Prayers up to the one called the Great Mystery. I wrote this in the rainstorm till the thunder came for all my people to stay strong in the Hunger Games and use my sensories to open irises with 2020 vision. Coronavirus, this is the world we living in, but we ain't giving in. Gotta break free from society's conditioning. Some of us panic and some of us stay cool. Some promote truth, yo, or some promote fake news. We gotta stay tuned to the bad schemes. They got a patent on the virus and the vaccines, yo. It's like a bad dream. I hope you kids get this. All of your sicknesses are big business. Call it conspiracy or call it common sense. Whether you believe in prophecy or you on the fence, behold a pair of horse. Now you vaccinated. You can trust the government, yeah, just ask a native. Has God forsaken our souls? My occupation is stopping hating this population control. Yo, I do my part with my art until I fade away. The revolution starts in your heart, and today's the day. I think it's safe to say we living in revelations. The United States of America's a reservation. I pray to the four directions and I start in the east. We in the era of the mark of the beast. Radio frequency ID chips, yeah, yo, I see the bright eclipse. Radio frequency ID chips, I see the bright eclipse, yeah, come on. Thank you.
Super Indian.
Super Indian. The sock.
Mega Bear, quit fooling with the radio. Dioji picked that station.
Super Indian, how do you know Dioji likes the station?
What do you mean? You know he can talk.
I only heard him talk that one time. It's not fair. You know what Dioji says and I don't. You do creep me out.
Oh, Mega Bear, Dioji loved you.
We got any more moose turkey?
Mega Bear will be at the community house in less than an hour. The kids want to meet some real superheroes. And they're super, super dog.
Nobody rubs my ears.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa, hey, get your hands off me.
Hey.
Quit. Super Indian, Wampum Bax is standing in the middle of the highway.
Yes, it's time for Super Indian. Mega Bear crawls from the wreckage of the Rez rocket to find Super Indian unconscious. Dioji sits by his side.
Yep.
Wampum Bax is gone, Dioji. The Rez rocket ran over Super Indian by mistake. Bad car.
Ow.
Super Indian hurt his head. A strong smell will wake him up. I need something stinky.
Yep, yep.
Dioji, I can't understand you. No tainted cheese. No superpowers. All I have is what Creator gave me. I can't lift this car off Super Indian.
Yep.
Nobody around for miles. Grandma! Grandpa! I need you!
Mega Bear is not alone. Watching undetected is Wampum Bax, wearing a leisure suit that renders him invisible.
What a pathetic sidekick. Wait till I get a taste of my Acme Thunder Maker.
Oh, those clouds look dark and evil.
Ooh, yep.
Oh, Monster Cloud, that was close. Super Indian, we have to get out of here. That cliff is gonna give way. Oh, I've never seen a dog hit by lightning. Smells like burnt fur and wet socks. Dioji, you okay?
Mega Bear.
Dioji?
Mega Bear.
Dioji!
Mega Bear!
Dioji!
Mega Bear! Your socks harbor a putrid scent that can revive Super Indian.
Holy hot dog! I can understand you, Dioji! Wow, you still sound like that guy on Frasier.
Oh, for the love of Swedish meatballs, the lightning was not supposed to make the Rez dog audible to everyone. Stinking technology. I'm going back to my hockey game.
Mega Bear, quickly, take off your boot. Oh, what a rank, foul odor.
Oh, Dioji, you were right. These do smell really bad. Super Indian, I'm sorry for what I'm about to do to you. Here goes the sock. Hey, what happened to the crickets?
What? Oh, freak, Deloria's ghost! Who cut the cheddar? Yeah!
Super Indian, we feared you were lost.
I wasn't feared, Dioji.
You can hear him, Mega Bear.
Not now.
The cliff above! Oh. It's giving way!
Later, the Rez rocket returns to the Leaning Oak Reservation.
Mega Bear, can you really hear Dioji?
Super Indian, he sounds all gooder. That thunderbolt was the ultimate Dioji smackdown.
Mega Bear, may technology and science solve the riddle that is your everyday speech. Huh?
Many more Super Indian adventures can be yours. Let me be your guide. Tune in next time for another exciting adventure of Super Indian!
Super Indian!
A Native Voices at the Autry production.
Okay, King Akai. Africa access. If you see it and dream it, put all of your heart, intention, and see it and mean it, then surely you'll be it. Take all of the negative from within you and free it. Empty your vessel, reach for the energy of what the West holds. Release all those thoughts that you've wrestled and feel. Light as those feathers when you pass your threshold. We are more than what flesh holds. We are spiritual beings, so gather your feathers. Things do get better. Mother Earth holds the weight of it all. If we would just let her, we're taking the pieces to time together. Refine it together, we intertwine it together. Because in this bind, it should never feel like we were blinded forever. We shouldn't mind it together. Alignment is better. Whether or not we're lost in this void, we'll find it together. We've weathered this weather. Because if you didn't know, then now you know. We're storytellers, reincarnated energies, respectively, term earth dwellers. We about them past lives with their fast lives. To the ancestors who have passed pipes and everything in between. A human being connected to that life.
Brothers and sisters, gather your feathers.
Mentally, had to grow from an infant to get to know entity for centuries and centuries. Our identities are venture to our givers of a past penalty. The epitome of genocidal history. So it's symmetry is built to be filled with guilt and low self-esteem. But we know it's up to be spirit beings. Share the surface of melt the middle and delve into your dreams. Simple yana with gifts that'll give us strength every scene. We can hype the whole scene like a microphone theme. We just blowing red rage against the machine. Controlling the angst that's trapped in between. The spirit world and the laptop screen. As we rap on the track, wild wolf pack pies. Got your racks in the back with the mob hats off to the team. We are not only apathetic, we are fully energetic, wholly interconnected, kinetic. We set up prophetic like a cestus set it, but poetic with all genetics. Your brothers and sisters, let's get it. A better world for me, youth, elders, animals, wider than land is where we headed. Hey,
it's where we headed, y'all. It's where we headed, hey. Because in this bind, it should never feel like we were blinded forever. We shouldn't mind it together. Alignment is better. Whether or not we're lost in this void, we'll find it together. We've weathered this weather. Because if you didn't know, then now you know. We're storytellers, reincarnated energies, respectively, turn earth dwellers. We about them past lives with their fast lives. To the ancestors who have passed pipes and everything in between. A human being connected to that life.
see the tallest trees. I believe I'm looking at my living ancestors allowing me to breathe. Although they can't see, its senses are probably far beyond you and me. The plants have a spirit energy. We will feed on the seeds, and if they're not quite edible, we will turn them into beads and wear jewelry. That gives us protection. You could wear my necklace. Think I got it at a powwow in Texas. I can't remember. No, wait, it was Denver at the Coliseum. Peace to the Navajo tribe, my native brothers and sisters. I came from Minnesota, a mini Yabakota. And Spirit Lake is the reservation that I'm enrolled in. A family of survivors. I can't believe I'm here and I'm still alive and well, baby, I'm thriving. Had to cut the fried bread. I wanna make some wild rice together later on. And we wild for the night. First, can you teach me how to garden? Can you teach me how our ancestors harvest? Can you show me how to put life back in the yard, in the soil of the earth that we walk? Is it really hard? Please, can you teach me how to garden? Can you teach me how our ancestors harvest? Can you show me how to put life back in the yard, in the soil of the earth that we walk? Is it really hard? I'm like a hippie with a fade. Get lifted in different ways on my path of enlightenment. Would you like it hit or hit me on a different day? Unless you're trying to ride this wave, unless you're trying to make this feel like your favorite holiday. I want to take my shoes off and prance around, laughing in the yard while we dance into some magic sounds. Wagging out, picking raspberries and mulberries and strawberries. Grandma used to send us to the woods to pick choke cherries. It wasn't so scary, really, those were happy days. She sent us down the hill where there was a massive patch of sage. I'm a sage patch kid, you dig? Eating hot dish and it was delish. I almost burnt my lips. She had an apple orchard, it was just too early to pick. We had to wait for fall, but by then we'd be gone. So we sang songs, played with dogs in the lawn or the pasture. Gravel roads kicking up dust and cattails, tall grass in the back. You heard the laughter, that sweet laughter. Now can you teach me how to garden? Can you teach me how our ancestors harvest? Can you show me how to put life back in a yard, in the soil of the earth that we walk? Is it really hard? Please, can you teach me how to garden? Can you teach me how our ancestors harvest? Can you show me how to put life back in a yard, in the soil of the earth that we walk? Is it really hard? Can you teach me the importance of growing my own food? Can you teach me how to put love into everything I do? Teach me what it means to forgive and give gifts without expecting anything in return. I'm just ready to learn. I want to burn that same sage I picked when I was just a kid so it can bring me guidance. I want to tap into what my great-grandparents provided on the island of Borinquen. Live off the land and go completely off the grid with a tiny house, a plot of land, star fruit trees, plantains, bananas, avocados, and all that. And we can make juice and cherry blossom green tea. And while I'm playing chords, you can sing to me deep into the night as the coquis sing back to us peacefully. Those little beautiful island frogs. And while the street dogs fall asleep, we all start nodding off. We pass out in the hammock and I have the same dream of you teaching me how to garden. You're teaching me how our ancestors harvest. You're showing me how to put life back in a yard, in the soil of the earth that we walk. And it's not hard. You're teaching me how to garden. You're teaching me how our ancestors harvest. You're showing me how to put life back in a yard, in the soil of the earth that we walk. And it's not hard.
Thank you so much for everything. Sleep well.
I want to thank everybody for tuning in. You can find us on Facebook at Rose City Native Radio. For music, online events, and more, please email us at pdxnativeradio@gmail.com. As always, we hope you're staying safe out there. It's been a rough year, and as we move into 2021, we are hoping to see it brighter tomorrow. just want to send love to everybody who is struggling right now. I know it's a difficult time. We hope that our music and comedy and things that we bring to the show each week help brighten your day just a little bit more and bring maybe a piece of home back to you wherever you are. Again, if there's any songs or things you would like to hear, please email us at pdxnativeradio@gmail.com. We'll try and see if we can get a few of those on the show. Stay safe out there, everybody. We wish you all so well. Please wash your hands, wear a mask, and as always, we'll see you next week, Indian Country.
You are listening to KBOO Portland on 90.7 FM, K282 BH Philomath on 104.3 FM, and K220 HR Hood River on 91.9 FM.
Do you need some quiet mood music? Some soothing sounds?
Well, then never